Buster's first job at Trumbull was running a weed eater, for which he earned a starting wage of 20 cents an hour. He worked slowly around the concrete edge of the basketball court, where a rowdy game was in progress, then to the big sandbox, where they sometimes played volleyball. In the distance, a solitary figure was walking around the track, an old-looking man, with his long gray hair in a ponytail and with no shirt. He looked vaguely familiar. Buster worked both edges of a sidewalk, making his way to the track. The lone walker was Mr. Yarber, one of the judges who was trying to help him. Buster turned off the weed eater and placed it on the ground. When Mr. Yarber drew near, he saw the kid and said, "Hello, Buster, how's it going?"
"I'm still here," the kid said. "Mind if I walk with you?"
"Not at all," Finn said without breaking stride. They did an eighth of a mile before Buster could find the courage to say,
"So how about my appeals?"
"Judge Beach is looking at it. The sentencing seems to be in order, which is not good news. A lot of guys get here with flaws in their sentencing, and we can usually find a couple of motions and knock off a few years. Not so with you. I'm sorry."
"That's okay. What's a few when you have 48? 28? 38? 48? What does it matter?"
"You still have your appeals. There's a chance the conviction can be overturned."
"A slim chance."
"You can't give up hope, Buster," Yarber said without the slightest trace of conviction. Hope. He felt like a hypocrite for even thinking the word. The appeals courts were now packed with right-wing law and order types, and it was a rare drug case that got reversed. They would slam dunk the kid's appeal with a rubber stamp and tell themselves they were making the streets safer. At the first curve of the oval, Yarber slowed, then stopped. He looked off in the distance, beyond a grassy field, to the edge of a tree line. Buster looked, too. For 10 days, he had been looking at the perimeter of Trumbull and seeing what wasn't there. Fences, razor wire, guard towers.
"Last guy who left here," Yarber said, gazing at nothing. "Left through those trees. They're thick for a few miles, then you come to a country road. It happens about once a year. Somebody just walks away."
"How many get caught?"
"Almost all. They get caught because they do dumb things. Get drunk in bars, drive cars with no taillights, go see their girlfriends."
"So if you had a brain, you could pull it off."
"Sure. Careful planning, a little cash, it would be easy."
They began walking again, a little slower.
"Tell me something, Mr. Yarber," Buster said. "If you were facing 48 years, would you take a walk?"
"Yes."
"But I don't have a dime."
"I do."
"Then you'll help me?"
"We'll see. Give it some time. Settle in here. They're watching you a bit closer because you're new. But with time, they'll forget about you."
Buster actually smiled. His sentence had just been reduced dramatically.